When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Rushmore? I've been to Mount Rushmore. That thing is a lot smaller than you think it is.
Really? I've never been there.
No, it's incredibly small. So
interesting.
You think it's like this.
Okay. So it's like Vin Diesel.
What?
Right?
He looks, like Vin Diesel. He looks massive on the movies, like, and then you see him in real life. He's like 5'6".
Yeah.
It's the Vin Diesel exactly. of all monuments.
It is. Got it. It is the Vin Diesel monuments.
What's up, Twisted World fam? We are back, episode 7. Your boy Aaron with my boys Cody and Andy. What's up, guys?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey,
dude, he's always so awkward.
I know.
Super
awkward.
I'm gonna make him say hey before I do.
Christmas is almost here. You know, I'm gonna be buying some games for myself. And you guys, anything on your Christmas list?
Well, let's start. What game? What game are you looking at?
Does Elden Ring come out?
It got pushed
February.
So February.
But I'm gonna pre-order for myself for Christmas.
Legit.
Yeah. Amy doesn't.
I heard about this new game that we're gonna play. I mean, it's got like 1965 graphics.
Oh, I heard about that.
But it's like some weird game that's like, on PC.
It's like that one from Big. Remember that movie?
Something
Big?
Something like that. Yeah, yeah. And the people that play it are interesting, to say the least. But yeah. I heard that I guess some people like it.
I heard you could just devote your entire life to this game. Cody, have you ever heard of it?
You ever heard of this game?
He is talking about New World.
Dang. Wrecked.
Wow.
Everybody that's not gamers is listening to this going, can we move on?
Boom. Hey, so today we're going to talk about the Freemasons, but most importantly, the Freemasons is a men's club. It's a real men's club. It's a very old men's club, but our conspiracy is it more than just the world's largest men's club?
Is that what it's supposed to be?
It's
a fraternity.
Oh.
So it really is. You can sign up.
I'm more like, I just know it to be a secret club, not even like a...
Well, yeah, I mean,
well, they're not secret. They're out in the open.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, that's what I know it more as a secret club.
Right,
than
I mean, I watch National Treasure too, as well, right?
Yeah. Well, exactly. Like, you know, and that's where the conspiracy theories come in, because it's very secretive as far as nobody knows what they do behind their closed doors except for the members, right?
Right.
So, but, you know, the funny thing is we were talking about gaming, and I was just, before the episode started, I was telling Andy, like, we should start our own, I looked it up, there's not one, but we should start our own private men's club for gamers.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, that'd be cool, right? Like, we go behind closed doors and we do like secret rituals and stuff. And
then we just don't tell people what we're doing.
Right. Exactly.
Can we do that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think so.
I can do that.
Listen, I'm available Thursday night.
Yeah.
I have game night on Thursday night.
Oh.
You're not supposed to divulge that information.
I can't.
That is the secret. You know what? Cody, we just talked about this.
You guys should kick me out. I'm not going to be a very good lodge member.
Well, you have to show up to get kicked out.
Yeah, I won't even do that.
He shows up for the beginning part of the meeting, and then he's like, all right, guys, I'm off to go play 1965 graphics.
Yeah, see you guys later.
All right, let's go.
So there are tons of men's clubs, private men's clubs, that exist. To name a few that you guys have probably heard of, the Elks, the Moose Lodge. There's one called the Union Club, which is one of the oldest private clubs. But the point is there are these fraternities, men's clubs, and you join them And, you know, a lot of them just kind of, they show up, they drink beer, they hang out, they talk, they exchange, you know, information, as far as like, hey, you know, I work in this industry, you work in that industry, and maybe we can help each other type thing. And that's what they are designed around. Okay, that's what these clubs have been built on for a long period of time. So the Masons, and I don't know how much you guys know about the Masons. I learned a lot through uncovering them. And as Andy put, they're mentioned in a great movie, National Treasure.
Yeah, dude. Nicolas Cage.
Right.
You know who that is, Cody, right?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Just making sure.
Great, good, bad actor. Good, bad actor. Good.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah, no.
Like, right, good.
Depends on what you're watching.
If anything, he's probably the gauge that you would use to measure acting.
He's the worst best actor ever.
There's some movies you're just like, wow, bravo.
Bravo.
Yes. And then some you're like, huh.
Like,
interesting.
It was a bit odd.
That's a nice car.
So the Masons were formally organized in 1717 in England, but they believe that the original texts date back as far as Greek mathematician Eleusis, who was from like 300 BC.
That's a big stretch there.
Right. And then they arrived, these ancient texts arrived somewhere in the 10th century of England. So
that
it's a very
seems
big
like a conspiracy in itself.
But when you're talking about organizing, I mean, that's like going on record, going on paper, like, hey, we're the Freemasons. We're here. We exist. And that's what happened in 1717. Before that, yes, they were, that's like,
they're very, very secret.
Very, very secretive.
Underground.
Absolutely.
Or in 1717, they just became a group that looked at this old text and thought, we're going to use this. And this is going to be the founding of what we want to do. Let's organize this.
Yes, yeah. I guess it's very possible, for sure.
It just seems, that in itself seems a conspiracy, but let's move on.
They found a 300 BC comic book, and we're like, hey, we can create a men's club off. That would be cool.
Be tight, dog.
Hey, check out my ring.
The first, yes, look at this. The first American one was established in 1730. Guess who one of the founding members was?
Christopher Columbus.
1730?
I don't know.
That's 1492, but yeah.
Yeah.
Probably an engineer.
No, well, dude, no, he found the Fountain of Youth. That's why he lived so long.
Mm.
Right.
Mm. It was Elon Musk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because he's been time traveling throughout time.
We're way off tilt, guys. We're on the Masons. So listen.
Oh.
Benjamin Franklin. Benjamin Franklin.
My boy, Ben.
And George Washington were one of the original founding members of the American Freemason set. So, you know, the Freemasons have been known to be made up of just, you know, leaders, many great supporting men. I just want to talk about some of the prereqs real quick for the Freemasons. So first, you have to believe in a supreme being. Okay, you have to. Now, the crazy thing is, it could be God. It could be the devil. It could be...
Oh, so there was no standard. It's just that you had to believe.
You just could not be... And I believe it's... Is it agnostic means you believe in nothing, right? Is that... I always get those confused. So you could not be agnostic to get in. Like, you have to believe in a greater power. No matter what the greater power is, so you just have to have...
A theist or
Buddha,
a deist, right?
God.
You had to believe in some supreme being that either created or governed. Kind of.
Have to. Okay. Very important. That was rule number one. Okay. Number two, you got to join in your free will. Okay. So you couldn't be forced into it. You couldn't be whatever the case, right? You had just joining your free will. You made the decision to join. Yeah. Very big decision. You got to join. You got to be a man.
Mm.
Okay. Men's club. Right. This other one will cut you guys out, but you got to be born. You got to be freeborn, which means you can't have a master. You guys are married. And
if you were freed later on, could you join? Or
and
was it?
I got my card. I kept my man card, so I'm freeborn. I'm like,
you can't say you kept your man card. Like, we haven't.
Unlike you guys,
we'll see.
So, anyways,
it's a little early to be saying that.
Hey, but anyway, so you can't. And again, remember, these are written like slavery was still going on,
right?
Right. So that's, I think that's why it talks about you have to be freeborn. You could not be a slave, okay, and join the Freemason. And you had to be of lawful age, you know, 18 to 25, somewhere in there, plus whatever the case.
14.
And then you had to be recommended by a minimum of two members. So you had to have two guys that go, hey, it's our boy Cody. We recommend he be let in.
Mm.
Okay. Main prereq.
So I can't get in now? Or do I need to find somebody that's a Freemason and then get a couple of his homies to like be like,
yeah.
Hey, you
like they gotta be like, oh yeah, we like Andy.
Okay.
But it couldn't just be one. Like, one couldn't be like, you know, I really like you, Andy. And you know what? I'm a Freemason. Would you like to join the Freemasons? And you'd be like, yeah. And be like, okay. He'd have to go to his other buddy and get his other buddy to recommend you as well.
Yeah, you got to have a couple sponsors.
You got to have two sponsors.
Got it.
Right.
Got
exactly. So, Real Men's Club, those are the prereqs. That's it. You don't have to be, it doesn't say anything about being filthy rich. It doesn't say you have to have some high stature. It doesn't say any of that. Okay. You don't have to be anything as long as you meet these prereqs. Yeah, pretty important, right? And so the original Masons were just men combined of a lot of different skill sets. Architects, builders, craftsmen, designers, engineers, things of that. The Masons were believed that with all these different skill sets that to have built some of the biggest cathedrals in like Europe, castles, Scottish castles. So that, you know, there's like the Scottish and Irish sect, called the Scottish Rite. And they're like one of the oldest in Europe, of the Freemasons that are established. So again, a lot of the castles and stuff they were built, they were believed to have been built by, you know, some of the top guys in these different fields. Okay. Architecture, so on and so forth. Here's some fun stuff. So some of the older famous Masons: George Washington, Ben Franklin, Franklin D. Roosevelt, Sir Walter Scott, Mark Twain, Mozart, J. Edgar Hoover, and Winston Churchill were just to name a few. Right? Mm. Yeah, it's pretty famous people.
Yeah.
This is cool though. Some current ones: Jesse Jackson, Steve Wozniak.
Cool.
Right?
Who?
Right?
Really?
Steve Wozniak.
No, I've never heard of that person.
Really?
Aren't you like an IT guy?
He is. This is disappointing.
Steve Wozniak.
One of the creators of Apple?
I only know Steve Jobs, bro.
Who's Steve? The two Steves are the ones that created Apple. Steve Wozniak was probably the bigger. I mean, he was one
Steve
of the
Wozniak
bigger brands.
Steve Wozniak was probably more the creator.
Yeah.
And Steve Jobs being the visionary.
He was the front man, yeah. So that's why you know Jobs, because he was the front man.
Yeah.
Wozniak was behind the scenes. So, but Steve Wozniak is a Mason. Michael Richards. You guys know who Michael Richards is?
No.
No. Not the name. I don't recognize the name.
You will, but you will. You know Kramer from Friends?
Yeah.
That's him.
Oh, okay.
He's a Mason.
Oh,
he was.
Cool.
Yeah.
He's
passed, right? He's
Oh, yeah.
He's
well, I apologize.
Us, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
he's just more current. That's why.
Interesting. Interesting that he's a Freemason.
Right? Very, very wow. Interesting. That was a very ongoing famous show.
How did he get in?
Hmm.
Yeah, who recommended
I don't know.
That
I couldn't. I don't know.
I mean, in my mind, I've only known him as Kramer. So,
and I've never seen the guy. Like, I've never seen videos of him off of the Friends. I only seen him on Friends, right? So, I don't know.
Mean Seinfeld.
Maybe. What do I keep saying? Friends.
Wow.
I'm like, listen, don't hold that against me. Friends. I don't know why I keep saying Friends.
I'm trying to picture him on Friends, and I'm like, is he one?
I
of
didn't
the
even
Friends?
Write Friends too.
He
I
probably could have like been like a little cameo.
Maybe.
Friends.
Yeah. No, that was blunder on my fault. No, Seinfeld. So I've only seen him on Seinfeld.
Yeah.
I've never seen like footage of him.
No,
off
I can't
on
say
anything
I've never
else.
Seen him anywhere else. No.
So I don't. Maybe he was just like some high statured, you know, clean cut, very well spoken individual. I don't know. I don't know how he got in, but he was a Mason. So, you guys ever heard of the Shriners?
No, but I mean, I assume that we're going to start. So Masons, when you think of Freemasons, in my mind, I always see the blue and gold icon, right? That logo.
Yeah.
But when I was researching this before, there's a ton of different sects of Freemasonry, right?
Correct.
I mean, a lot. If
I
want to
say
like 12 or 13 of them.
That's why I was talking about the Scottish,
right. So the Scottish
Rite sect and all that.
So I assume the Shriners is one of the sects that's underneath the umbrella of a Freemason.
And for all you out there that don't know who the Shriners are, the Shriners are actually a really cool organization. Like when you watch the Macy's Day Thanksgiving parade, if they have it this year, they're generally the older guys that are on little go-karts with the funny fez hats. Yeah, seen them? They drive around in little go-karts.
Oh, like the red fez hats. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So those are Shriners, and they actually have hundreds of children's hospitals that these guys that are a part of this sect of the Masons, like they dump a bunch of money into these children's hospitals, and these kids get care, like top level care, without paying a dime.
So would you, if I'm to try to understand this a little better, with the idea of Freemasonry kind of being, okay, this is the umbrella, Shriners be like a denomination underneath that, right?
Like a subsid.
If I understand correctly, like each of these had their own additional set of beliefs and kind of how they did things and how they, like, some of them were more secret than others.
Right. But so just so you know, but when you look at the Shriners in comparison, they are like, it's almost, you know, on point as far as the, how they have structured themselves. It's just the, you know, that they are, yes, as Andy put it, a sect of the Mason.
Okay.
So, let's now, again, and the Shriners, great individuals, do a lot of great things, have helped tons of kids, cancer, the whole works, right? Amazing, amazing gents. And they drive around cool little cars and they got funny little hats. Love it. My grandfather was one, actually. He was a Shriner.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, super cool. So as we go into these conspiracies, yeah, who knows what my grandfather was really doing. miss him, great guy. Conspiracies. So let's start off in 1826. A stone worker, William Morgan, went missing from a jail cell. Now, he allegedly infiltrated a Mason lodge, uncovered and was going to expose the organization's practices that he found. Now, he had this buddy that owned like a publication, and together they were going to expose it. And honestly, the only thing that was that's crazy about it in the case was like, when he disappeared, like there was a big case and there was all this stuff going on. So if this was like not real, if the dude never actually found anything, I would assume that nothing would have ever came of him. There wouldn't have been a big case, but there's on record a huge court case and everything else that transpired. But so he goes in, he infiltrates, his buddy, David Miller. They're like, hey, we're going to blow this out the water. We're going to talk about this stuff, what we found. Well, He gets arrested. Now, I don't know if you can really be arrested back in 1826 for this, but if you can, I think a lot of people would be in jail right now for way more worse. But he gets arrested for borrowing a shirt and tie from a tavern owner and forgetting to give it back. So he gets arrested on petty larceny.
Mm. Huh.
For borrowing a shirt and tie and not giving it back.
Borrowing means that you're returning it. If you don't return it, therefore you're stealing it. So that's where
the guy willfully handled it to him, so he didn't steal it. He didn't take it against the guy's will. He like, hey, you borrow. That's
but
what borrow.
But if there was an intent to get returned, I mean, I get the law has changed now, but we're talking about like 1826.
He gets arrested and instantly the charges get dropped? No, I'm pretty sure this was some fabricated charges.
Didn't this guy disappear?
He did. So some Masons show up, and they put up on another charge for like $2.26 that, you know, and I forget what that charge was. But again, it was like $2.26. Now, that may have been a lot of money in 1826. I don't really know what inflation since then.
Sure it was.
Probably a few thousand bucks. I don't know. But listen, these Masons show up. They bail them out. Dude's never seen again.
Hmm. Sounds like he got Epstein'd. I mean.
What? You mean killed himself?
No. Well, yes. Okay, let's take a step back. Not killed. I'm using Epstein as, you know, as a verb here. But the point is that he got taken care of because he had information to reveal.
Taken care of?
Well, in this particular case, instead of killing him, which I assume they did if they took him, because he disappeared, he's gone. Gone.
And there was a trial. There was a case. These guys got arrested, which, you know, then there's the whole piece of the judge throws the thing out and all the people are like, oh, the judge is connected. Just keep in mind, the Masons at this point, like, they got peeps, right? They got peeps of all walks of life. So
why wouldn't they just keep him in jail for petty larceny?
Because he had information.
Couldn't he, like, is he going to give the information out while he's in jail? That was the, guess that.
Him and he was going to go on record and his boy was going to publish it.
Oh, okay.
So, right after he claimed that he was going to do that, he gets hemped up by the 5-0, thrown in jail for some pretty whack charges. And then the people that bail him out are the same ones he's about to throw under the bus. A little strange.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Sounds like it was just taken care of.
Coincidence?
And he's just never seen again?
Never.
Oh, you know what it was? It's because he was no longer free. He was arrested. He was in jail. So he's no longer free. So therefore, the prerequisite has been broken. Lawyered.
So he's gone.
He's gone.
He's gone.
And did he ever exist? There's a question.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, there's writings about the court case. Like, you can go and you can actually find that it went all the court case and everything was on record. Like it happened. This man's disappearance was labeled as a murder and there wasn't enough evidence to convict.
Oh, it was labeled as a murder?
Yeah.
Like his disappearance was?
Which is crazy because in order for his label
to be
murdered.
Because these two guys bail him out and they're the that was the last time he was seen.
Wouldn't the two guys be like questioned about the murder?
I'm sure they were put on trial, but you can't call it a murder if you don't have a body. Did they find the body?
You're right. I do not believe so. That's what I'm saying.
You can't call it a murder.
You're 100% right, but that's what the charges were. I'm not saying.
Yeah. Well,
it doesn't matter.
I'm assuming these two guys didn't go to jail.
They did not. It was thrown out.
Yeah.
But and then there's the whole piece that the judge had Mason ties. And
yep. Okay. Let's take the Mason ties away. Even if they didn't have Mason ties, if you ain't got a body or even a murder weapon, it ain't a murder. It's a missing person case. And I'm betting that they killed him. But if you ain't got any of that stuff, it ain't happening. Wow. Captain.
Yeah.
So anyways, moving on. I just, to me, it's sus.
Yeah, you're right. I feel you. I'm not saying, hey, these are just build up points here. Just build up points. So, fast forward a little bit. We have a guy named Gabriel Antoine Jogang Pages. Say that 10 times fast. Was a first degree Mason.
There's different degree Masons?
There's different degrees.
Oh, we haven't even talked about that yet.
Yeah, no, I saw this the other day.
It's kind of like ranks, basically.
Well, okay. I saw this the other day and I thought to myself, that sounds very similar to like Scientology in the sense that there's like this ladder that you have to climb.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's anything you have to pay, but yeah, there was different ranks and it almost had like a military-esque kind of feeling.
Yeah. No, for sure. And then so they're like ranks. So this guy's first degree Mason. He's like,
that's top of the line or bottom
of
the line?
He's like up there. No, because there's a general level, but you're
general meaning generally or general as in
like,
the rank.
Yeah,
general,
like top
like stars.
Above.
Okay.
But first degree is pretty high, right? That's like, being a lieutenant or a captain.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Okay.
All right.
So, he was kicked out. I could not find why, but he was kicked out. Now, of course, he could have animosity. That's definitely the ploy about what this man ended up saying. But he gets kicked out. He converts to Catholicism. Okay, he goes in and becomes a Catholic. And now, he started writing about what he knew, the stories of the Masons, and he wrote about a General Pike Grand Master Mason. So this guy, his name was General Pike Grand Master. That's what it was. Grand Master is like the top. Right.
Yeah.
So his name was General Pike. He was a Grandmaster Mason. And in secret instructions that the general had sent to the Supreme Confederate Councils of the World. So like the top chambers of the Masons.
Sounds like some Star Wars stuff.
That they could go ahead and reveal to their high degree members that the Masonic religion is the worship of Lucifer.
Whoa.
Whoa.
And that began. So you'll find a lot of stuff. Like if you guys are out there looking a lot of Freemasons, there's a lot of stuff out there that they believe
tied to
worshiping Satan.
Like Santana.
And again, remember prerequisite one, you just had to believe in a supreme being, right? And so it could just be this thing where as long as you have a belief stance of a supreme being, it's okay. Come on in. And then you get in and then you start working up the ranks and you start finding out that you got to get a pentagram tattoo on your back or something along those lines. I don't know, but that's what this guy said. There's a lot of stuff out there that says that he was washed out, that, you know, it came out later that that this wasn't true. But he wrote about this, right? So yeah, he says that, hey, this Grand Master sent out instructions to tell the High Council that it was cool to start talking about with, you know, subordinates about the worship of Lucifer. So,
wow.
Yeah. You know,
how do you like kind of cool. Like very subtle?
Yeah.
You know, you're like, oh yeah, hey, what's up guys? So hell Satan. What? You know, I mean, how does that conversation go? I'd love to see that.
Hail Satan.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, and that's where this like belief that the Masons worship the devil. All right. And I don't want to get deeply into the, because it was kind of wonky, but there was like some connections that there's like these a lot of connections where they try to connect the Freemasons to the Illuminati. And the Illuminati, of course, you know, everybody definitely believes that, you know, because Satan was, you know, an angel of light, and then the Illuminati worshiped Satan, and then they started connecting the two because of this stuff. And so it's just this big mess. So I don't want to get deeply into the whole Illuminati thing, but there's that out there too. You'll see that there's a lot of connecting points back to Europe about the connection of the Illuminati and the Freemasons. But so Isaac Wassop, I hope I'm saying that right, a conspiracy theorist and novelist, believes that the Masons are connected also to paganism and to Lucifer himself. He connects strange events in the Masons, including, And I think Cody's going to love it, including the Denver airport, believing it's a haven for politicians and wealthy families to seek sanctuary during an apocalypse.
Is this the tunnels?
Yes.
This is the tunnels. We were talking about this the other day, the tunnels.
So, but here he's got some other backing pieces here. This is what this guy wrote about. So, you know, when they were building the Denver airport, that they apparently were, they had a target. Like, so when you're building, especially a large contract like that, of course there's going to be delays. Delays happen.
Right.
Right. But this particular project was delayed 16 months. It was 16 months behind schedule. Mm-hmm. Now, there's not anything you can tie to that. There's not, you can be like, oh, 16 months behind schedule. Of course it's a worshiping ground for Satan.
Yeah. Nice. I mean, that's where my brain goes to, but not everybody.
Not everybody is. Well, that's why I said you'd love this.
But, yeah.
But you know, his first piece, his first stance is that they were 16 months behind because they were too busy building the doomsday shelter. Right.
Oh.
Yes. So.
Does that come equipped with every airport, the doomsday shelter?
I don't know. That's a great question. Because we got some pretty big airports out here.
I'd love to see California. San Francisco's doomsday
if it
shelter.
Helps to kind of give a little bit of, like, you know, validity to it, you have to throw that word in there at least once. Yes. There's actually a plaque with the Freemason logo on it at the airport.
Yes.
No way, where?
Oh, yeah.
At the airport.
Where?
It's in the...
I don't know, but there's more.
I'm about to see more. It. Okay, I'm cutting ahead. I'm just,
no, it's crazy. No. It's... That's why,
like, there's actually,
he's like, he takes these pieces and goes,
that they like, were there.
Yes. The Freemasons helped build the airport. Now, keep in mind again, the Freemasons is a real men's club full of different men of different skill sets. And they are been around long enough that I'm sure that they've built up some level of stature and wealth. And like, hey, there's this big contract for the Denver airport, excuse me. And our guys, all of our contractor guys over here in the Masons, we want to get it. And of course they've built up their clout and their stature. And so there's a stone there with some masonry, some Mason markings on it. This one, I don't know. This one kind of, I've been to the Denver airport once, I think. So I've never seen this. You've been a few times, Cody, right?
Yeah, I've been like 5 times.
Okay. Tell me if you've seen this one.
Okay.
So apparently all throughout the airport, there's various different strange pieces of artwork.
There's art, yeah.
There's tons of planes on the third level.
Yeah.
There's like it looks like there's like this giant plane like crashing through. There's like a bunch of like hanging planes and stuff like that. There's weird art.
Dude. Yeah, but what he's referring to is like painted art on the walls.
Painted art, statue, even that too. But there's one in particular, supposedly, and I meant to look it up and Google it to take a look at it. But there's a giant blue horse.
Yeah, that's outside the stallion.
With red eyes. And veins protruding out of its face.
It's not that noticeable. It's a blue stallion that's up on its back legs.
Okay.
I don't know that I've ever seen the red eyes and like the veins, but I have seen the blue stallion.
Like I said, it's definitely got red eyes.
Can't say that I've seen that.
The artist who was building it died when a piece of the statue fell on him.
Ouch.
And this gentleman and a slew of other theorists, again, connecting back to... You know, the apocalypse connect because again, this is supposedly a doomsday shelter for, you know, of the apocalypse underneath it. It's supposedly represents one of the four horsemen, the pale horse.
Nice.
And so that's where their stance is as far as that.
I just remember the biggest argument for it was that it took like 2 or 3 extra years to build and they were like $3 billion over budget. And I remember thinking like $3 billion, like that's no like, oh, hey, we're a couple of $1 million over.
Well, and also
$3 billion,
and also, and I know because Cody, we talked about the whole tunnels under it before, like we had mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
There is 1 million square feet of space, 1 million square feet of space underneath the airport. The crazy thing is Alec Renteria, who is the public rep for the Denver airport, totally admits it's there. He just says it's used for baggage carts.
Mm. 1 million square feet for baggage carts.
1 million square feet for baggage carts.
That's interesting.
I mean, I would have thought of something else. You know,
world's largest baggage cart like, storage.
Actually, yeah. I saw the statement on this. I was Googling a minute ago.
Yeah, what is it? Hey, read it.
It literally says they're not full of conspiracy. They're full of baggage.
Yes.
So right. He's like saying that 1 million square feet of storage area is just baggage.
A million square feet. I mean, yes, the Denver airport is a very large airport. In fact, it's it was designed to be like a global hub. That was its purpose when they built it. Like, hey, we want global connection.
A lot of layovers there. I mean, I honestly, that's where I've been. I've been a couple of times. I think I said once, but at least a couple of times going cross country where you land in Denver. I mean, if you haven't, there's a good chance that everybody that's flown across country has been there. Yeah.
It's a big airport. And I mean, like our buddy Cody over here has been there a handful of times.
Save big this summer with great deals. All in the Kroger app. Get tender USDA choice value packs of T-bone steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5. Then buy one, get one free on select varieties of Entenmann's, Wonder Bread, or Vita Coco Water. All with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger. Fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So this guy really, truly, there is another stone that says in the airport that says New World Airport.
Ah, now, yeah, that's the one with the Mason. Sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the one with the Mason logo? Oh, okay. It's like 94 or something like that.
So this is a swing. Like, he's taking a pretty big swing, but he's like, oh, New World Airport, New World Order. Mm. I mean, that's his connection there, right?
I wonder what the reason would be for New World.
It says the Masons on it, and it talks about contributors from the Mason Lodge that were involved in it.
Oh yeah,
this is 1994. Again, the airport launched in 95, was supposed to be completed in 93. So this was as they were finishing it. They call it the New World Airport. International Airport.
Nice.
Which is okay.
Yeah, it's a little
okay.
It's close.
And we had to put the Mason Lodge on there.
And there's a million icon. Square feet of baggage cart. Storage.
It's just for back. It's just for cart.
Square feet.
What's the G mean? I've always wondered that.
Oh, on the Mason logo?
Mason logo.
Oh, yeah.
It's the grand, isn't it?
Possibly,
I could be wrong. Listen.
So,
who prepares for these episodes?
While Andy's looking that up, we'll get that here in a second. That's a great question, Andy. Or Cody, excuse me.
Yep. Cody, nice to meet you.
No, I got you. Listen. So
I am always right. I know it's confusing.
So,
I'm researching right now. I cannot argue this.
So, a million square footage. Okay. Cody, do me a favor.
That's 22 acres, by the way.
22 acres.
I looked up. I know. I was like, well, how many acres is that? 22 acres.
Think about this. Think about it. How many people, including stuff, food, and everything else, could you store in 22 acres? I mean, you're talking thousands of people could be chilling down there. So his belief is that there's going to be some nuclear, like just another world war. It's going to be nuclear driven, and you're going to have the likes of, you know, some of the top people with money, you know, your Gates. He threw Beyonce in there, and I guess because Beyonce likes to throw up the Illuminati triangle or whatever it is, like he threw her in there. Like, oh, it's going to be Beyonce. He said it's going to be Beyonce and Bill Gates, and I'm like, that's a great match. So that's cool. They kick it.
Yeah.
All right.
So yeah, 1 million square feet, 22 acres, right? Open space.
The G stands for God and geometry. Remember, the logo is actually the tool used when you're driving
architecture.
Protractor. So the Masonic letter G reminds us that every act is done in the sight of a great architect of the universe. So the concept of having to have belief in a supreme being was the idea that you believed in a great architect that designed the universe.
Yeah.
And so it's this idea behind geometry, architecture, and God, and everything is involved between math and science, and then the idea of some kind of belief in a bigger being.
Geometry, God.
So when you're looking at it, it's like a 90 angle, right? A 90 degree angle with I don't remember what the name of that tool is. It's the one where you can draw.
Not a protractor. I said protractor, but not.
Are you sure it's not a protractor?
Protractor is the one that's like, no, it's like flat, and then there's the thing on there. That's a protractor.
That's true.
Yeah.
True.
I don't
it's
know
called
what
a
that
compass.
Is.
It is called a compass.
Yes.
That's right. And I'll act like I knew that when we talk about the title of the show.
Yes.
Yes. It is. I believe he's right.
So the two
Again,
main,
it's
the
been
two,
a long time
the,
since geometry.
The two main tools of an architect are the square and a compass, which is what their logo is made up of.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
But the G stands for geometry and God.
Nice.
As opposed, that's what their website says.
All right. Hey.
Because they have a website.
The guys like to build. I mean, it's okay. You know,
well, again,
build nice structures.
Made originally of stone masonry people, but they also had crafting with architecture and all that in design. So a lot of it goes back on the idea that they built a lot.
Right.
They designed buildings and historical monuments. It makes sense.
And according to Isaac Wassop, they like to be paganists and worship Lucifer. So, it, you know, whatever. To each their own, I suppose. But
yeah,
you know,
and yeah, we can keep bringing that up. That doesn't seem to fit, but okay.
Well, I think he's connecting from like the old Gabriel Antoine Juggins.
He's
pages.
Upset that he got kicked out. That's what his problem is.
That guy, Gabriel. Yeah, no, but Isaac Wasop is a writer. He's the one that wrote about the Denver airport.
Do we know what he wrote before writing that? No. So he needed a piece to hit.
He did.
He needed it to hit.
Perfect timing too.
I'm just going to point at these dudes and say Satan.
Yeah, but you know, I think you're
without
right.
Without any foundation to it, it's a little far fetched,
right?
I mean, I can believe that they built things and hid things and puzzles.
But remember, a lot of the connection of the Masons being worshippers of Lucifer is because the connections that again, you'll see all these different connections if you were to look it up, and it would just take us too long to go over all of them. But there are like just these a plethora of different connector points that connect to you know the Illuminati, right? And so, with that being said, the Illuminati are, you know, believe that, again, the whole light thing and Lucifer and so on and so forth. Then you connect them to the Freemasons, which is an offshoot as far as people believe. And then, boom, Freemasons must worship Lucifer too, right?
So, yeah.
Because you can't be an atheist or agnostic or whatever it is to go in, right? And so if they are, regardless of what god they're worshiping, even if it is Lucifer, you gotta be able to worship a god of some sort to get in. I mean, that's, you can't be a non-believer and get in. That is without a doubt not possible. So, you know, just to finish out the Denver airport, whether it's just a standard airport with a ton of baggage cart storage,
more than a ton,
or it's a doomsday shelter for, you know, rich, wealthy, high affluent people. Adam, that's his stance. So over the years, the Catholic Church has implemented the Catholic Church, the main Catholic Church, like
the Pope in Vatican City.
Yes.
This guy. Okay.
The Pope.
The Holy See.
The Holy City.
Holy See.
Holy See.
Sorry. Holy yes. So.
You guys know what I'm talking about, right?
Elaborate.
The Holy See.
Oh, I thought you were being funny, like Catholic, the Holy See.
Oh, no, no. No. Okay.
Oh, it's the thing.
You don't know about that?
Oh, let's go. Oh, let's hear it.
Okay. You know, okay.
I'm excited.
So, let me guys show you a little bit of Catholicism, how this works. Look it up. Holy See. S, you see it?
I got it.
You got
it? Go for
okay,
it.
So check this out.
Yeah.
So the Holy See is, you think about the United Nations, right?
Right.
This, the Holy See is the kind of like the representative of Vatican City, the country, right? But it's not an actual person. It's more of like a throne technically, but it's a little confusing. So, cause it's like an entity. Think of it as an organization. The Catholic organization
like a corporation.
Is the Holy See. Yeah, that's what it is. And that's how it's recognized in the United Nations.
Okay.
So that's just, and the CEO of the Holy See
is the Pope
or the King of Vatican City, which is the same thing. The King of Vatican City is the Pope, and the Pope is the King of Vatican City.
It says
City.
It's the jurisdiction, it's under the jurisdiction of the Bishop of Rome, which is the Pope.
Yeah.
Right.
So
I get it. So, and all the little Catholic churches around the world are just little tiny subsidiaries under the umbrella.
Correct.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So the Holy See.
The Holy See.
And so like S-E-A.
S-E-E.
S-E-E. The Holy See.
Also referred to as the See of Rome or the Apostolic See.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
See?
Little That's crazy. Catholic 101 for you.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and there's the different governing bodies underneath the whole thing. But at the end of the day, the Pope is the man.
All comes back to the
it's
Holy
got
See.
Got a very governmental structure.
Right?
Yep.
For something that is.
Well, and corporation.
Religious.
Just, you know. It is.
Faith-based.
Kind of interesting.
But okay. Move. Yeah. Move.
Well, they got a lot of money and like tunnels under their stuff. So, but.
Oh, Vatican City.
That's another.
Topic for another
topic.
Day. So the Catholic Church implemented 20 decrees against the Freemasons, condemning them as against God. And in fact, the previous Pope, Joseph Ratzinger, am I pronouncing that right? He reaffirmed. So he basically, these decrees that have been put in over time, over 100 years or whatever, he comes in and goes, yep, I am fully reaffirming. If these guys are just a little men's club, why is the Catholic Church like targeting them, so heavily? Like condemning them. Yeah. So that again,
do we have any idea what these condemnations
decrees
say?
Do?
Like, what are the, what is there any like
the
general
decrees?
Topic on what they're doing? Cause I know they're condemning, but what are they condemning?
I don't know. No. It's not just a condemning. They put in decrees against them. So they actually formed documental decrees against the Freemasons. And a lot of it is like, I'm sure it's probably like, oh, if you're connected to the Masons, then you can't, you know, because I don't know enough about Catholicism, but like Like when, like if you're not a Catholic, you want to become a Catholic, you got to go through a bunch of like classes and stuff, right? And I understand there's like even a name for that. And,
oh, to be inside of the Catholic Church,
yeah.
You mean? You have to become a, you know, a priest and then a, you know, then a bishop. And
no, I mean to like, for instance, if I was with a woman that was Catholic and I was going to be marrying her, like my brother did that, but you know, years back, but he had to go through like classes.
Yeah, you have to convert.
Convert, yeah. But there's like classes behind it. Like you got to go through all this whole process. I bet you these decrees probably have something along the lines if there's any connection.
Yeah,
they didn't actually pull them up and read them.
Surface level. It basically just said that they that the Pope and they put a ban on it. Like if you were a part of the Catholic Church, you were not to be a member or to be associating with the Freemasons.
Yeah. If it's just a chilling men's club and they do good things, why would the Catholic Church himself and the Pope, the head? As my boy Andy put it, or as my boy Cody put it, what was that called?
The Holy See. The head of the Holy See.
Never gonna remember
the King of Vatican City.
Yes. So the King of Vatican City, the head of the Holy See, the last one, not the current one, but the last one, Joseph Ratzinger, reaffirmed all 20 decrees.
What I'm thinking is that maybe just like the Freemasons got so, you know, popular.
Yeah.
And they're kind of a religious organization and the same thing as in their faith based, right? Yeah. And so now the Catholic Church kind of is seeing some competition there and competing ideologies maybe. So they're saying
so much, right? I'm looking at the
but they don't condemn Christianity. They don't condemn have all these decrees against anything else.
Let's be real.
And you can join the Masons and be like you could have joined the Masons and be Catholic because it says as long as you believe in a higher power.
Yeah.
So I could walk in and be like, hey, I believe in God. I'm Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, you're in.
Right, but believing in God and being Catholic doesn't put you out of line with the Catholic faith, right?
Right.
So part of the 1983, the documents, the CDF, which is basically the Congregation of Doctrine and Faith, right, mm-hmm. that was released by the Pope and Vatican City, is that it's a grave sin to be a Freemason because it doesn't align with the Catholic faith. So my guess is the ability to believe in a supreme being is fine,
right,
as long as that supreme being is God. But because they allow for other supreme beings to exist or other thoughts or other faiths or other beliefs. Because honestly, who's to say I can't go as an individual and go, I believe in a supreme being and I believe I'm him.
Right.
Freemasons under that guidelines would probably allow me in because I'm still believing in something greater than, you know what I mean?
So
like, I think it's crazy. But my guess is that I know where you're going, that there's some bigger scene that we're not seeing. I like Cody's argument that this is a competing factor. And at the end of the day, the Pope is a politician like the rest of them, and he doesn't
and again,
want to lose.
Without getting too much darkness on the Catholic Church, you know, they have their own stuff that, you know, maybe one day we'll cover. I want to take Cody's, and I want to say, hey, absolutely, I agree with you. I just think it's deeper than that. I think that these are like some possibly darker competing factors. Like, hey, we're super corrupt. You're super corrupt. You're trying to take over the world. We're trying to take over the world. We're tired. We want to beat you out, right? And so Catholic Church takes their stand openly and publicly using the Pope and decrees, right? Hey, and so because the Catholic Church has a huge following itself, right? But I agree with you. You know, with the, and again, just reaffirming this other piece here, like we talked about, like, you know, as long as you believe in some religious belief, including it doesn't segregate paganism or Satanism, you know, they do not claim to be against God. So whatever the Catholic Church's reasons is their reason. They're going to come out and say one thing. Yes, they're going to come out and say it doesn't align with the Catholic faith, so on and so forth. Okay, yeah, hey, I agree. I don't know. Like at some point, I'm guessing the Freemasons a majority of those guys had to have been some level of Protestant or Catholic, right? I mean, it's
the
just
only argument that I think is kind of crazy. This is like kind of off topic, but when you compare it to things like they have not censured or banned Scientology.
Ooh, that's a good point,
right? So you think about like
and not just banned. You're talking decrees.
When I say banned or censure, like that is what they that's
like
the language
top
they
level.
Use.
Yeah,
they have not released official documentation saying that you cannot be a part of Scientology.
Interesting.
As a Catholic,
I mean, isn't that just like a whole nother area, like a whole nother dimension of belief though? I mean, I feel
yes,
like that's just
but
like
Scientology is the idea that science is like whatever and that you believe in yourself, right?
Yeah, but I mean, so
not
like,
believing in a
do they have
being.
Decrees against like you can't be Islamic or you can't believe in Islam and
they
be
have
Catholic?
Acknowledged good in other beliefs and faith, but they do have decrees against some of those.
Yeah.
Yes. But I pick Scientology because it's a topic that at some point we're probably going to go into and have a conversation on because there's some weirdness there and lots of conspiracies there. But I say that in the sense that what about the Freemasons makes it so crazy that you have to release a decree? Because in my mind, wouldn't it make sense to make one against Scientology? I mean, Freemasons' population's a lot larger.
Well, let me jump this next piece in just to tie in because I think where Andy's going is and this is kind of an offshoot, but if you're looking at, like Cody kind of said, like if the Masons are, in just to lack of better terms, or just to sum it up, some level of a threat to the Catholic Church, which is why they have so many decrees, because they do generally have a decree or two against other religions and things like that, just if you're going to be a Catholic, they have 20 decrees, which one of the most recent popes reaffirmed. So we're not talking a little bit of stance against. We're talking like, I don't think they have another harder stance against anything else. So the Freemasons, they just went full bore against. So there's like some kind of threat going on. Well, another group that saw them as a big threat was the Nazi regime. The Nazi regime actually had a whole department of soldiers that went out after the lodges, the Mason lodges, to shut them down, went out and, you know, some of the top ranking officials in the Nazi regime just focused on the Masons, for they believed that they had not only an immense amount of knowledge that the Nazis wanted, but they also had a level of power and especially over people that the Nazis did not want rising up against them. I mean, they truly understood that this men's group had a ton of power, right? And so they went shutting them down, marching into lodges, shutting them down. I mean, for a minute there, it was okay. Like, they were in the beginning. If you read it a little bit, you'll see that the Nazi regime was like, we shut a few down, basically. But, hey, these guys over here in Germany, we're cool with them. Like, it's okay. But eventually it became that you could not have Masonic ties. Even if you were a German and supported the Nazi party, you could not have Masonic ties and like not be like ostracized, right? And again, they went in, shut a lot of lodges down. The crazy thing, at the end of World War II, when America came in and Soviets came in, Soviets found numerous Masonic collections that the Nazis had, you know, plundered, and they shipped them off to Moscow and stored in secret archives. Now, I don't know what this gentleman's club was storing in their lodges, but apparently it was worth something. Some knowledge, some power.
Oh, the Szechuan sauce from McDonald's.
Dang.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just going to throw it out there. Maybe they found the Holy Grail, you know? Maybe the lodge had it, you know? The Nazis got it, put it up on a hill, opened it up, and it killed a bunch of people with spirits. No? Indiana Jones reference? You guys are killing me.
Who?
Oh, stop. Why is every time a movie is mentioned on here, Harrison Ford?
That's because he was born in like 2010 or something like that.
Pretty close.
Somewhere around there. So, the Freemasons, here we are. And, you know, gentlemen's club, secret society.
I like the puzzles. Like, there's a treasure at the end of this. That, to me, that's, you know, I love the movie. Let's just do that. Let's believe that.
You're talking about National Treasure?
Of course, National Treasure, right? Let's just do some more of that. You know, get the glasses, rewear the
And
stuff.
That was two, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It was.
Oh, no. It was one. It was one. But I think that they delve deeper.
Yeah,
because I was reading something when I was reading all this stuff about the Freemasons.
Comes up then again, we've talked about a movie and just about every conspiracy theory we've talked, and there's always something that like makes people's mind go, look at that.
Listen, one of these days we're just gonna talk about Hollywood, because I think Hollywood they like to put out, like, they know stuff that we don't, and I think they like to throw stuff out every now and then, like,
right,
hey, if we throw it out like it's a fictional movie, it'll never be found out that it's real, right?
You murky the waters.
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely,
yeah, of course.
So National Treasure, you know, they throw it out there, you know, probably funded and backed by the Freemasons themselves. And you throw it out there and it's like, hey. So, you know, you got this great movie. Everybody's entertained. Definitely fictional. There's no treasure built into the side of.
Are you sure?
Well, no, I'm not.
I mean, I
don't.
Built into the side. Oh, okay.
So, Mount Rushmore?
So I've been to Mount Rushmore. That thing is a lot smaller than you think it is.
Really? I've never been there.
No, it's incredibly small. So
interesting.
You think it's like this.
Okay. So it's like Vin Diesel.
What?
Right?
He looks, like Vin Diesel. He looks massive on the movies, like, and then you see him in real life. He's like 5'6".
It's the Vin Diesel exactly. Monuments.
It is. Got it. It is the Vin Diesel Monuments.
I live my life quarter million mile at a time. I'm
expecting to be like at the base of this just monumental, like big mountain with these huge faces in it. And you get there and you're like,
looking down on it.
And you're like, I could climb up that. And it's not even that big. And you're like, really? What? This was incredibly disappointing. Never go to South Dakota.
It's probably why you should go see it when you're a child.
Yeah, you really should. Because right? Like when you go when you're 20, it sucks. And you're like, why did I drive 4.5 hours through South Dakota for this? I saw this in pictures. Better in pictures.
Did you take a picture with it behind you, though?
I have a few pictures. I'll show you after podcast, but it's, it's really...
Well, now that we've talked about it, throw it up on the site so our fans can see what you look like standing...
Next to it. I mean, do you have a picture of you standing next to it?
I don't think I have a picture of me standing next to it.
Oh, you just have a picture of
it. I have a picture of it.
We can reenact it and just Photoshop it.
It's on my Instagram, actually.
Let's do that.
Yeah. It's up to like your kneecaps. I mean, that's kind of how you feel watching a Vin Diesel movie. Is you're like, oh God, there's 9 of these?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Well, I'm serious. Like, you're right. You look at him and you're like, man, this dude, he's a monster. And then,
they never have anybody next to him in the movies. And they always film him from like a certain angle. Just saying.
Yeah, well, he lives his life quarter mile at a time and in a size medium, medium. You know what I mean? Like, that's cool. Must be nice.
My life a quarter mile at a
time. And my medium shirt. So, you know, Mount Rushmore treasure. Don't know how we got off on this topic. Freemasons. So, anyways, let's roll it up. Andy, what's your thoughts? Freemasons?
I think
just a gentleman's club. Where you at?
I think there is probably something to it. I think anything I know we're towards the end and we're kind of wrapping up, but we were talking about this the other day. I think me and Julian, she talked about a movie where like vampires, if you're a vampire in a movie and you're not like extremely wealthy and have like your own, then you might as well just she said somebody made a joke, like you might as well walk out into the sun.
Yeah.
Because you've been around forever.
For thousands
Everyone
of years.
Everyone around you's died.
You should be filthy rich.
You should be filthy rich, right? And so the concept of that the Freemasons have been around as long as they are and they're still here.
Yeah.
You better believe that there's some conspiracy to at least the fact that there was some ill-gotten gains there, right?
I want to know what the Soviets found. Like, they've admitted that they've locked it up in secret archives. So.
Well, sure. I mean, honestly, if these were...
Probably the Ark of the Covenant.
The stuff that... Right, that's what I'm saying. Like the stuff that we found, we gave back supposedly.
We should talk about the Ark of the Covenant in another podcast, just FYI.
Yeah.
There's people who claim they found it.
The Ark?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And they put it on a hill and spirits came out of it?
No, they actually said they like found a staff, some like tablets, like and like
okay. Little, all right, do some research on this.
It's pretty cool.
That might be one of the next couple
I watched
podcasts.
A documentary on it. I was like, what the heck?
Oh, they actually have a documentary?
Yeah, there's a documentary on it.
Oh,
we got to check this out.
Yeah.
Okay. So back to the Freemasons. I believe that there's some foundation to it. Okay. I've not found enough to say that this is real. And I think, like you said, I do think movies dumb things down. We know that conspiracies exist in all things.
Of course.
Right. We know that there's some validity to certain ones and there's some stretching to other ones.
Right.
To me, there's enough there that probably the Vatican City thing and the Pope kind of throws me off, right? My guess is that they're condemning the idea that there are other supreme beings or the satanic thing. The idea that there was satanic, you know, pointing back to him saying this is what's happening.
Right.
That's my guess is that the Pope is like, well, hey, we definitely defy anything that has to do with
the Catholic Church
Satan.
Has been around a long time too.
Right.
So they know.
Right. And like, if we compare, like I was looking online stats, like Freemasons worldwide is like 6 million people, right?
Yeah.
Catholic people, there's a 1.3 billion worldwide, right? Yeah. So it's no comparison.
No,
they don't feel like they're going to lose any ground.
They shouldn't
to them.
Be threatened, is what I was getting. That's kind of what I was getting at.
My thought process is that if there's no conspiracy, my guess is that they're giving some kind of they think that there is a foundation to the satanic idea ideology. I don't know. I mean, there's again no way to really prove it. I think that it's a fun topic to kind of go into, and I mean, give me I want a Masonic ring. I don't want to be a Satan worshiper, but I just like, you know.
I want a cool ring too.
I think it's cool.
Dude.
Oh, hey, and somebody admitted they had interviewed this guy and were like, hey, you got like secret codes and handshakes? And they're like, what kind of men's society would we be without them? I'm like, dude, that's great.
Bro.
Like, seriously. I want secret handshakes and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I'm telling you guys, gamer secret.
We just can't, but you club. Can't talk about it.
I know we can't. Bro, talk about it.
Like GSMG.
I want to know. I want to know how you like
the first rule of video games.
How do you broadcast the men's club, but then not talk about it?
I think it's all. It has to be word of mouth. It has to be.
Yeah.
Because that's why you have to be.
Yeah, but
like,
if you're told secrecy, like not supposed to, like, do you just have to hang out for a long time? And well, then that's all of a sudden they're like, hey.
Well, no.
We've been hanging out for a while.
The club itself is not secret. It's everything that's behind the club is secret because it's just like the Freemasons. It's like,
what are you doing Thursday? You wanna come on over?
Hey. You're like, hey,
Aaron agrees.
Yeah.
There's two of us.
Two. We got you.
Why don't you come on over? If somebody asked me like that, I'd be like,
I'm good.
Do I get a ring? Do I get a ring?
Will there be food?
But listen, bro, you get a new handshake. Yeah. I get a ring for you. We're going to sit down and watch National Treasure. So oh,
cool.
Yeah. It's a movie we funded.
Yeah.
I mean, you get me.
Got in a cage.
But I don't know if you get other people.
Yeah.
Well, I mean they got 6 million people.
Yeah.
So that's a fun noise you're making there.
Thanks.
So what's your thoughts, Cody? Freemasons, men's club, secret society.
Yeah, they're all the above.
Denver Airport.
I mean, there's definitely some stuff going on for sure. I mean, but I just think it's a men's club that has grown over time and people are scared of it.
Is there any,
the Catholic Church?
Do you guys give any backing to the idea that this is part of the Illuminati? Like there's somehow an association there. I know we've mentioned it a couple times.
There's a ton of information out there. I just didn't want to delve into that because there was so much out there. Then it's like different. It's like a ton of different.
I get that. But I mean, I'm wondering if now as a society, we just kind of throw all conspiracy theories into one pot and go, they're all the same thing.
Yeah.
Right. The Freemasons, the Skull and Bones, all these things are all big parts and they're all just part of this one big organization that's ruling the world, the elites.
But maybe they are.
The thing is,
I mean, maybe the
Catholic Church and the Freemasons.
We don't even know that the Illuminati's real.
That's
right?
That's what I'm saying is like we don't know that those meetings take place, but we do know that the Mason meetings take place.
We do.
Like, those are public knowledge.
Oh, so do Elks.
Some of the largest, most beautiful buildings in the United States of America are Mason lodges. The Washington D.C. building, the Philadelphia building. You should look at them. They're like great architectural.
Outside of that,
design. Beautiful
there
buildings.
Are small ones in every city in the area. We
like
were talking about this,
California.
A big one on the hill in Vallejo, right?
Yeah.
So they're here and they're around and they're somehow still able to fund themselves.
We know they're real. We know they've been around a long time. They're not going anywhere. They've got other little subsidiaries like the Shriners. The Shriners do a lot of great things. Fans, if you guys don't know who the Shriners are, I would really check them out. If you know the Macy's Day Parade, Thanksgiving Day Parade, hopefully they have it this year and you listen this next year and after listening to it, you go, hey, you know, when the next Thanksgiving comes around and you're watching that Thanksgiving Day Parade and they're driving around in their little cars with their fez hats, they're really cool guys. But the biggest thing, the most amazing thing about them is they do have a ton of children's hospitals out there and they've helped a lot of kids with no cost. So if anything, we know that at least the Masons are doing good things, but they're doing behind their closed doors. We may never know, but you know, hey, that's where I stand.
Well, we'll see.
One way or another, we know they exist. We know they're a men's club. We know they got rules and regulations. We know they got qualifications. And at the end of the day, they may or may not be doing some off-the-wall secret stuff. We just know that the Soviets got a lot of their fancy stuff, and the Catholic Church absolutely is threatened by it.
And if you go on my Twitter, I don't talk about them, so there's a good chance I'm a member.
So just after we get off the podcast, hook me up, bro.
I'll make you disappear.
Cool. That's what I'm talking about. Let's do it. Hey guys, we love you. Don't forget to subscribe, follow, so that you guys get those automatic updates when the new episodes drop. And as always, again, we love you, fam. We're out.
Peace out.
Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.